Benjamin Netanyahu met with some families of those held hostage by Hamas on Thursday. He called the hostages heroes and vowed to return every single one. The hostages were kidnapped by Hamas militants on October 7th, which launched the war. And as the war grinds through a six-month, both Israel and Hamas have rejected ceasefire efforts, each insisting its version of victory is within reach. Daniel Nutra's brother Omer is being held hostage in Gaza.
We are standing today at the drafting center for Israel's army, where parents bring their kids with the knowledge that the army is responsible to never leave the injured behind.
Sam Bankman-Fried, the one-time cryptocurrency golden boy accused by U.S. prosecutors of stealing billions of dollars of his customers' money. Well, he was found guilty on Thursday on all counts and faces up to 110 years behind bars. The jury reached its decision in just 5 hours after a trial in New York lasting 5 weeks. Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
It's a warning, this case, to every single fraudster out there who thinks that they're untouchable, or that their crimes are too complex for us to catch, or that they're too powerful for us to prosecute.
Bankman-Fried maintains his innocence. Pope Francis presided over a Holy Thursday Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. The 87-year-old Francis has had a long bout of respiratory problems this winter, but he appeared strong for the morning Mass. An official campaigning for South Korea's upcoming general election kicks off with conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol's ruling party fighting to win back a parliamentary majority. This is VOA News. There's set to be a glitzy fundraiser tonight for U.S. President Joe Biden.